telling me you don't want me to be a fucking statistic. You stupid fucking bitch. You hear me talk to you every fucking day. Like, do you think even if I don't do what I'm supposed to do in school or whatever the fuck, like, I'm actually gonna end up like that? Like, you sound fucking stupid. Like, bitch, I'm not you, nigga. I'm not fucking stupid like you. You fucking insecure ass bitch. You black as fuck, my nigga. Wearing some pink ass fucking lipstick with some blush. With a weave. Bitch, are you stupid? I'm way, way younger than you, and I already know that that's fucking retarded. Bitch, you're fucking stupid, okay? You fucking date a white nigga that don't even fucking, like, what the fuck, my nigga? Like, fuck you. Don't tell me what's best for me, nigga. You don't even fucking know me, but you trying to tell me what's best for me. Like, shut the fuck up. Mind your fucking business. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. I don't give a shit what nobody fucking say, dog. Cause, like, the fuck, what the fuck? This whole entire time, this entire fucking time I've been conscience, whatever the fuck, I've only spoken to one nigga, yo. And I'm probably never ever gonna see that nigga again. Ever, probably. And I'm still surrounded by a bunch of fucking niggas that don't even bother to fucking do anything besides whatever the fuck they're doing, nigga. Fuck. Get on my fucking nerves, dog. Like, bitch, if you don't think I would be able to do something, like, I wouldn't fucking do it. Like, you sound fucking stupid right now. You sound absolutely retarded. And then when you fucking talk to me and shit, like, of course I ain't got shit to say. Nigga, what you saying is completely just way off, nigga. Like, you're just saying a bunch of shit trying to convince me that something is best for me when you don't even fucking know my life. Like, nigga, you don't fucking know, like, what the fuck could be best for me, nigga. No, but fucking school is the only thing that... Get the fuck out of my face with that fucking bullshit, bitch. Like, I've been... Even when I wasn't cautious or whatever the fuck, I've been realized that school was just nothing, nigga. Like, that, honestly, that shit ain't nothing to me, nigga. I don't fucking know. Stupid-ass nigga telling me what the fuck to do. Like, nigga, go fuck yourself. You fucking dumbass nigga. And then you really fucking think, like, I feel a type of way just because you don't fucking talk to me, like, you don't want to have a conversation. Like, nigga, I don't want your fucking conversation anyway, because it's not like when I tell you something, like, you have anything else, any good, actually good, like, fucking logical input to what I have to fucking say anyways. So it don't fucking matter. I don't miss your fucking conversation anyway. So fuck you. Stupid ass motherfucker. Trying to fucking tell me what's best for me. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, are you fucking kidding? You don't even fucking know me, but you're trying to tell me what's best for me. Like, you really don't fucking know me. Like, this is the only year. Like, this is what I don't fucking understand about people. Like, really. And not young people like my age, because they fucking know. Young people my age don't fucking, like, unless they're fucking stupid, okay? Like, if you tell them something, they won't automatically think that's all that's going on, because they're going through the same type of shit. I just don't like it when fucking, like, adults, they're not even adults, my nigga. They're, like, in their fucking 20s, dog. Just because your age, nigga, that don't mean shit, nigga. It's all about where your mind's at. Like, they always fucking think just because they're older and they have more quote-unquote experience than you. Bitch, you just have more experience of fucking age, that's it. and what the experience that you went to fucking school and you went to college. That kind of fucking experience is that? Bitch, that's the fucking experience of your parents paying a bunch of fucking money, then you can't even fucking find a fucking job that's actually decent for you to pay back all the damn money that you were throwing at these bitches. Get the fuck out of my face. Money ain't even that fucking important. It is, but when you really think about it, it's really not. Like, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of my face, you stupid ass motherfuckers. Niggas trying to tell me what the fuck I gotta do. Nigga, at one point in my life, I didn't even fucking know what I was supposed to do my fucking self. Like, now I kinda have that shit figured. I'm not gonna lie and be like, I got all my shit together. No, I don't. Like every other fucking young person. No, I really don't have all my shit together. But I have a picture in my mind of what the fuck I want to do. And I don't need you to fucking try to distort my shit. Try to tell me something that you think that's better. Nigga, if I don't think it's better, then I don't think it's better. That's end of discussion. Stop fucking trying to make me change my mind about shit. And you didn't, because nigga, once I say something, like, that's it. Once I say I don't give a fuck about something or somebody, that's it, my nigga. Like, I'm not, like, no fucking joke. And speaking of changing my mind about people, explain to me why the fuck, okay? Explain to me why the fuck. I was in there was this nigga that I know. I'm not gonna say any names because that this is it's sort of confidential because I'm already telling you what happened. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go and put names out there. Not like most people would go and, you know, actually go fucking look this shit or this person up. But I just don't want to do that. I find that that's disrespectful. Even though I don't give a shit about this person, I give a shit enough. I care and love that person enough to not throw them out there like that. Even though I am cussing their ass out. This nigga that I know, we were friends since, like, what, fucking sixth grade, my nigga? Alright? We were friends. We were cool. This nigga was, like, we were tight, nigga. We were, like, buddies. Alright? It turns out that he fucking liked me. I found that shit out maybe, like, sixth grade, too, my nigga. Like, yeah, whatever. And then, what the fuck? We started getting older and shit. We sort of started, like, separating. Kind of like, that type of shit just happens when you get older. Especially if you don't keep in touch. And me, I'm, like, that type of person. Even, I might care about somebody a lot. But for some reason, I just don't like baggage. Not necessarily baggage, but I just don't like, I always like starting off clean, you know? And it depends on our relationship also. Like, I just always start off ending it. Because if I'm not, like, really fulfilled with something, I'm sort of just gonna, like, keep it off. Which is, for people, I mean, it might, for people, that's really nothing. But for, like, things that I wanna do, like, for example, I started playing guitar, and then I got pissed off because it was hurting my fingers or something, and I stopped. Like, that's the one problem I have with myself. Like, I feel like I drop a lot of things, especially if they start getting hard. That's one thing I really need to work on. But, I mean, honestly, with me, if for people, I feel like it's a little different. Because if you're not fulfilled with somebody, like, if they don't please give you all your needs mentally, like, conversation-wise, I mean, and you're not fulfilled, and you don't want to keep, like, hanging on, because that's just, it's gonna make it worse. Like, you're gonna start just hating that person, really, and, like, you don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to have an equal love for everybody, even if they do sort of piss you off in a way. But that's just how it has to go, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna, like, for, oh, see, this is a great example. And then I'll continue on with the story about my friend. So, like, this is a boy that I liked. I found him physically. He looked good. But, I mean, like, I want to try to get to know him more. for me, that's kind of hard, especially when it comes to boys. Like, I've never been, you know, fucking pimp daddy with that type of shit. So it's kind of hard for me. And I'm not really, like, a fast girl type. I'm fast in every other aspect except for things like this, because I don't know. I feel like once you know that there's somebody that you like, it's just gonna click. Every boy that I've ever met, like, even if I like them, they like me. I like them as in, like, a friend. Like, I just never, ever, ever had that click with any boy. Just because the fact that, like, I'm on a different level, okay? Like, I'm not saying this to make it sound like I'm so fucking smart. Like, if anything, everybody should be on the level that I'm at. Like, I'm not on a level where it's completely impossible for anybody else to be on that. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, I see it as me. I'm just being what an actual young person should be like. Everybody else is sort of caught up in the Matrix, basically. And they shouldn't be. They should be exactly where I'm at. Okay? Like, you use these things for information. That's the point of them being created. But there's also things like distractions, you know what I'm saying? And people get those two mixed up. Information and distractions. You know what's a fucking distraction? Facebook, that type of shit. I have these things. Really, it's just to communicate with people. But I barely use them because, I mean, like, I don't want to communicate with these people. I can't, like, especially since I've become cautious and stuff, like, I've just realized, like, the conversations that I have with people, like, we completely talk about the different shit. That's why I choose to be alone, which is, it could be unhealthy, but at the same time, it's just, like, I don't want to make myself miserable by going and talking to people that I know damn well that I really don't want to talk to, and I'm not going to force myself to do anything that I don't want to do. Like, that's it, you know what I'm saying? But, that's it, and actually, I'll get more into that, after, I don't know if I, but yeah, let me just finish saying this. The boy that I liked, you know, I started talking to him actually, yesterday, at school, and I was just like, he looks good, physically attractive, you know what I'm saying, but at the same time, it's just like, if I can't get with you on that mental, like, if I get with you on that physical, like, I'm just not gonna, it's not gonna click with me. For example, like, adults, when I see adults just having sex with people, just because they look good. Like, I completely understand that, because some people just look really good. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people just look really good. Like, you would want to have sex with them. I understand that. But at the same time, don't you think that person should sort of be on the same level? Like, guys that go and they fuck, like, stupid girls. I think that's fucked up, personally. I think it's more fucked up for the girl, obviously, because she's stupid. But I think also it's like, this girl, like, don't you feel a type of way? Like, don't you feel that you're completely beneath this dude? Like, I don't know. I'll get to that shit on a different topic. But the boy, I mean, I still think he looks good. Like, I still talk to him because we joke around a lot. That's one thing that I feel like I could get with, like, young people, just joking around and just being silly and goofy, because I can also do that. But when it comes down to just me personally, like, take out all the silly goofy shit, like, I'm just, I can't think like that, you know what I'm saying? But let me go on with my friend, my used to be friend. So, like, turns out we're going to the same high school, which is the high school that all the, like, fucking dumb kids go to. Well, not dumb, but all the kids that don't really do shit and, like, just throughout the entire education type shit, like, especially middle school, they just go to this high school. I'm not gonna say any names because, you know, whatever. Not that I give a fuck, though, but I don't want any fucking problems to come up, because now, since all these problems with education system and schools, like, they will fucking track my ass down. Like, I don't need that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't. I have too much stress going on in, like, the basic level of quote unquote life. I don't need any more bullshit added on. So we both ended up going to the same high school. I got excited because I'm like, wow, you know, this is the first person I know, so I guess I won't really have to be alone or whatever. I mean, high school, even when I was alone, like, it's fun. Like, the kids, man, they're just whatever, yo. Like, especially the fucking girls that try to, like, start shit. Like, and I used to be not cautious. Like, as soon as I became cautious, like, it was just like, yo, are they fucking serious? Like, do people, like, actually, like, it's true, you know, they are the so-called alphas and shit like that. But girls, I don't know, I feel like that type of shit, because I don't want to, like, sound like a male chauvinist, even though I am a female, but I feel like all that alpha shit is for men, but men shouldn't even be doing that shit anyways, but if it's gonna happen, it should be only for men, because women look very fucking stupid when they try to do that shit, and especially because it's different situations other than the men. Other than the boys and the girls, like, they just, it's, like, stupid. Like, let's say, for example, me, I don't, like, I wear my hair natural because that's just how the fuck I was born. Like, I used to have perms and all that shit, but then I realized that it's fucking stupid, and that shit burns. Like, why the fuck, like, I'm not gonna fucking sit here and get my shit burned. Like, my shit would be falling off, but my mom will still fucking do that. I'd be like, bitch, you fuck, nigga, you what? I stick with my natural hair, like, it's pretty manageable, okay, it's not, it's nappy, but it's not, like, the nappy to the point where it's, like, yeah, I don't know, I don't really care about that shit anymore, you know what I'm saying? My hair is pretty manageable, I think it looks nice, it, like, whatever, yo, it looks much better on me than the fucking stupid perm, because after, like, what, like, 3 fucking days, my shit's already nappy. Like, that's stupid, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you were made, you were born the way you were born, just fucking leave it that way. And, this is something that Tommy Sotomayor says a lot, like, in his videos and stuff. Like, he says black women be like, oh, white women get, like, that's different, though. Even if they do fucking get weave, it's like, what? Like, you sound fucking stupid. Like, you don't see fucking blacks and, I mean, you don't see fucking whites and Asians and all that other shit getting, like, Afro wigs and Afro weaves. Like, what the fuck? Like, nobody does that shit. And I don't understand it because I think this is something he also said, like, black people, like, we're the only people with this type of hair. Like, why would you not want to embrace it? We're not the only people with nappy hair, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we're the only people that have this type of hair, and you can tell if any other, like, culture, any other person from a different place other than Africa has the influence of our hair or some shit. Like, I don't know what he said. I can't really remember, but let me get back on topic. Okay, so this dude, we've been friends, blah, blah, blah. I was talking about, like, alpha shit and shit. Yeah, I was talking about, you know, these girls are just fucking stupid. Ever since I've become cautious, I've realized that, man, people just, man, it's gonna take one day, or it could just be until they fucking die and realize all the dumb shit that they've ever done. Like, I'm very happy with my mental state and my spiritual state because, like, those bitches, like, even though I didn't really care, it would still bother me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would still be like, okay, great, I have to go to this fucking class and see these dumbass broads, and they're gonna talk shit, and they're gonna get in my face, try to do some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But ever since, like, my DMT experiences and stuff, like, it's almost like they don't exist, you know what I'm saying? And not in a negative way, because I don't like to be negative about things, but they just really don't exist, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that bad? Because you know how they always say, like, oh, well, you're supposed to love everyone, or blah. Like, if you just ignore them, is that okay? Like, I don't know. Because I'm still young. Like, I still have to fucking deal with these stupid-ass people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I... And me, honest, ignoring is one of the things that I'm very good at. Like, I'll ignore you. Like, I'm not gonna talk shit about you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll ignore you. Like, it don't matter. And, like... I mean, I don't like calling them those names, but that's what they fucking acting like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitches. Like, broads. Even though bitch means female dog, this is a bitch to me. Like, some... A girl that just acts... Just... idiotically, stupidly, just completely just disgusting, you know what I'm saying? Like, she just does shit, she's rude, she like, you know what I'm saying? That's a bitch to me. Yeah, so let me tell you about, let me get back on topic. So the dude, you know, he's my friend, whatever. we ended up going to the same high school. I ended up seeing him, like, pretty much, like, a good amount, like, around school a lot, and we still said hi and shit, and then, like, when I saw him, because we have a gym class together, and, that period, sort of, like, a free period time, so, like, I was like, yo, give me your number, and then we started texting and stuff, and usually when shit, you know how, like, after, for some fucking reason, when people leave school, like, they have this old, whole other personality and shit. And so this nigga would be like, oh, send me a picture of your titties and shit like that. And I would just be like, nigga, are you serious? Like, I'd just be like, are you serious? At first, the first, like, what, two times, I was just like, okay, whatever. He's, like, a young boy, so, it, like, you know what I'm saying? But then the third fucking time, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, I was not taking that shit. I was like, yo, seriously? Fuck you. Matter of fact, don't even fucking call me. Don't text me ever again. I was just telling him all this other shit. I don't know. Like, the point is, it's not me telling you how I cussed him out, because... that's it. That's all I gotta fucking tell you. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I was just like, yo, you know what? Just don't talk to me again. Because you can't respect me enough to hear me when I say, like, I'm not gonna fucking send you a picture of my titties. Like, even if you say you're not gonna show anybody, like, I don't want you to see my fucking titties. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. And then after he said that, like, I called him because he kept on fucking texting me. Not the same shit, but just like, oh, why are you, like, mad or something? Like, I had to call him and tell him why I was mad. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm telling you. That's why I'm telling you. Some people, like, you just have to just not talk to them. You just have to ignore them for the best. So you won't do anything that's cruel. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't... Like, me, I'd rather live life, okay? And this is what pissed me off, because I addressed the problem, the issue that I had. I told him, why are you doing... Like, why are you sending me these... telling me to send you a paper? Like, after I said no, you want to still continue on and say some bullshit? Like, no. Like, you don't respect me enough to fucking hear me out on certain shit. And plus, even after all that other dumb shit, like, conversation just would never flow, okay? Like, the nigga had low self-esteem, too much fucking shit going on, okay? He lived in a house with his mother and his fucking sister and his uncle or whatever. Does this sound fucked up? Like, I think that his uncle is used to molest. Does that sound very wrong? I'm sorry if it does. But I don't know, just the way he... I don't know. I probably shouldn't say that. I'm sorry for saying that. That was very mean. I'm sorry. That was very mean. Like, I shouldn't say anything like that. You know what I'm saying? That's not nice. But... I don't... Just the way he acts. Like, it's just... I mean, he's told me about how his father... is, like, in Haiti and stuff, and he doesn't have citizenship to America, so he's with his mom and blah, blah. And, like, I met his mom before. She, like, babies him and shit, so I can see why he's the way he is. Basically, he's a simp. Like, I don't have fucking time for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't deal with these simp-ass niggas. Like, my fucking mother, like, when she would invite niggas to the fucking house and shit. Like she would fuck them. Like, of course. That's what she fucking does. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just not men. Like, and even before I became, like, this mature or whatever you would like to call it, like, I just knew, like, they were just not men. Like, I'm not sure how to explain. Like, they just didn't have really anything masculine about them besides their bodies and, I guess, their clothes or whatever. Yeah, they had wore men clothes. That's it, really. But their postures and stuff, it was just sort of like, not even just like a shy man. Just like, I don't know how to explain. It's almost like just an insecure type posture. I don't know how to explain that. Like, let's say if someone's, for people that go to parties and they just stand there on the walls and shit, that's how they were. Their faces, their facial expressions are just sort of like fake in a way, because they were just trying to get some pussy, you know what I'm saying? Like, Sims. Yeah, KSI. Yeah, sorry about that. That was an interruption. Oh, I am Haitian. I speak Haitian Creole. I was just telling my brother about the thing. Oh, you know, my friend, he's Haitian also. So it was just like, you know, most Haitian boys, if their parents are Americanized, the man will probably, like, just dip. Or actually just the Haitian man who's just not family oriented. I don't know why he wouldn't be, because most men from different places just are. Some of them, not all of them. But yeah, like, I don't know. How do you this is a really, I don't know, like, a crummy podcast. It has some good you know, things that I talk about on here. Just mostly for young people. Adults also, if you would like to listen to what the young person would like to say, you should ask me questions and a lot of things also, you know? Like, I don't have a microphone. Actually, I do have a microphone, but it's shitty, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I record on it, like, the voices come out, like, staticky and things like that, so I don't, you know, I don't wanna, you know, fuck with it like that. yeah, so, I don't know, like, my father was in my life, like, until I was maybe about, I'm trying to think, until I was, like, maybe, okay, he lived with me, but it was almost like, he lived with me, but it was still like, he just wasn't really there. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was there, but he just, like, he was there, but it was almost like he wasn't there. Sort of like a piece of furniture, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I guess it sounds bad, but no, he was a piece of furniture. I mean, and it's like, I don't know, I always, like, never really knew how to feel about it, because, like, he would buy me shit, and then say that he loved me, so, like, for a really long time, like, I always thought, especially when I was younger, like, I always thought if somebody loved me, then they would buy me shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had that mentality, so it was really fucking weird. Like, even until now, like, I really don't know what love means. Like, I don't know. I don't want to feel like I'm getting softy on you, because I'm not. I just don't know what love means. And I'm not really looking for it either. Like, I'm not. Honestly, now in my life, like, because ever since I've had, like, my DMT experience, which is just, like, an awakening in my, in, like, my mind, like, my life, my spirit, like, it just seems like everything that I do just sort of just happens. And day after day, it's sort of just like a flow. It's not really like anything's really planned out anymore. Like, I don't even think about things long term anymore, but it doesn't scare me at all. Like, I just feel like something's awaiting me, but I just don't know what. And it's kind of hard to find it out. At the same time, I want to know, but then I don't want to know. I don't want to ruin whatever awaits. And, like, I don't know. And I just feel really bad about certain shit. And some kids, like, feel bad because their mom and their dad isn't together. Like, honestly, it didn't really affect me because I always felt like their relationship was, like, bullshit. Like, it was fake. Like, ever since I could talk and actually, like, see certain shit, like, I never, ever felt a type of way about it. But for some reason, everybody in the family thinks, like, I feel a type of way about it. And I don't want to tell them that. Like, I want them to think that I do. Because it's kind of fun, like, just seeing how, like, the stupid shit that they say to me just abuses me. Like, I'm just like, really? Like, are you that fucking blind? Like, can you really not realize that I really don't give a fuck? But, yeah, like, ever since I was younger, I always realized that their relationship was kind of, like, fake. Like, it was almost like it was for show, you know what I'm saying? Just to show people that, yeah, they were quote-unquote, like, they were the perfect, like, I never cared about anything being perfect, like, I never really gave a fuck. Like, I don't know. Like, I really didn't. And, like, this is why, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, most adults will probably hear this and just be like, wow, like, this kid is probably, like, really fucked up. Or they'll be like, this kid doesn't respect her elders or some shit like that. But at the same time, like, do you really know? Like, honestly, do you really know? Like, stop assuming shit. But, like, yeah, like, I don't know. The whole relationship was fake anyway, so that's why, like, that's why when, and it was almost like, I think I've always been cautious, like, my entire life. It just wasn't that much, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been cautious of bullshit and the truth. Like, I've just always known that, and I'm a very intuitive person, so, like, I can tell bullshit from, like, a mile away. So, like, that's why when they didn't divorce, they were never fucking married. So I guess that makes me, like, a bastard child or something. Even though I have my father's last name, like, they were just never married or something like that. And when I asked my mom, like, just out of curiosity, I asked her, I'm like, okay, so why didn't you guys get married? She'd be like, oh, because your father fucked up too many times. I'm like, okay, well, like, I really don't understand women. Like, at all. I understand myself. And I'm a woman, so that's why I'm so confused to why other women don't just act the way I do. No matter how old they may be, they just don't. Like, that's why I'm just confused as to why, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so just because in the relationship when you guys were younger and I wasn't even in the picture. Like, just because he was perfect then, like, did you, like, what the fuck? I don't know. It's fucking stupid. Stupid shit. But, yeah, like, people think that I feel the type of way about them. That's why, like, when I see kids, like, when they're so, like, completely fucking just distraught that their parents fucking divorced, like, I just wish, like, they could be more like how I was when I was younger. And at a very young age, I just realized that the complete thing was just bullshit. Like, it was almost like they were sort of, like, forcing themselves to be together. Like, yeah, it was like the whole entire thing sort of felt forced to me, even though I wasn't there when they were younger. And so it just seemed forced to me. Like, it didn't seem natural. That's why I have a problem with younger people my age. Like, it's okay if you're, like, 14 and you have your little girlfriend, boyfriend. Like, I don't care. Like, do your thing, you know what I'm saying? But they just don't seem natural to me at all. Like, no matter how in love you may think you are, it just doesn't seem like... Like I said, this doesn't seem natural. Like, I feel like people just... They just don't want to wait for some reason. You know? Like, they just don't want to wait. Me, I'll wait. I don't give a fuck. I'll wait until I'm however old. Like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? If I do see somebody that I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, I think you look good. And we sort of have, like, a good conversation. We should probably try to do something. You know? And I'll be like, hey, like, we should date. We should still be able to see other people because if it doesn't work out, I don't want either of us to feel a type of way. Like, it's perfectly fine. I don't know. I have a different view on relationships. This is what I think a relationship should be. You both should automatically click. Like, don't try to continue shit if you don't click at the first time you two speak up to each other. You both should be willing to listen to it, no matter what it may be. Like, yo, like, just no matter what, like, just listen. Like, is it that hard, really? I listen to bullshit, you know? Complete shit that I don't want to hear. So, like, if your man is telling you about, he had a favorite band or a favorite rapper or something, and you're like, well, I don't really like music that much. Just listen. Is it that hard? That's sort of different, but, like, is it really that hard to just listen to people? Even if you think it's boring, like, what's the point? And if you think it's boring, like, just be like, you know what, baby? Like, I'm not really interested in that. Like, why can't... I don't know. I feel like it's not bad if you say that. Just say it nicely. Don't be rude. Don't be a fucking bitch about it. Just be like, yo, you know what, baby? That was a really interesting story. Like, I really... No matter of fact, fuck it. If you don't like it, just be like, yo, baby, like, I don't really want to talk about this. Like, nah, that's still funny. No, that's still fucked up. Hold on, I want to think about this real quick. Hold on. Nah. If it's your boyfriend and he's like... Matter of fact, yo, at least just act like you're slightly a bit interested. I mean, honestly, if you really love this person, like, shouldn't you be interested anyways? Even if it's something you don't like. Like, that's what I don't get. Like, there should be nothing that you two... just completely just don't mash on. But it has to be different. Certain things, like, you don't have to mash on because you're both individual people. Like, you don't always have to, you know what I'm saying? But other things are just like, just why are you in a relationship? You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, if it's music, if it's food, clothes, shit like that, like, you don't have to mash. Like, you're both individuals. You can do whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? But other certain shit, like each other's morals, or which you both view as disrespectful or respectful, like, those, that type of shit should already be settled with if you're gonna continue this relationship. Like, for example, if you're talking to someone and Fuck. If you're talking to someone and you curse, and your girl or your boy has, like, just such a fucking big problem with it, like, they should already know, they should have already known from the get that you curse. And if they had a problem with it, they should have just been like, hey, you know what, I really like this person, maybe I should just, you know, sort of, like, deal with it, because I really feel this person, even though they curse, I feel the type, even though cursing, that's sort of different, I don't know. I had to use an example, you know what I'm saying? I had to use something. But that's sort of like a simpler thing. Certain shit like, I don't know. Like, what the fuck do people in relationships do? Like, I've never been in a fucking relationship, ever. I mean, duh, obviously. Not even because of my age, just because I haven't found anybody that I actually, like, fucking like. Like, all the boys that I say that I like, I don't really like them. I just think they look good. You know what I'm saying? But, one thing that really does fucking piss me off, though, like, my mom, like, she claims I have a boyfriend just because I'm constantly, like, on my phone and stuff like that. Like, the only reason why I'm always on my phone is just because I just want to stay connected. I just want to be hip to certain shit that goes around. But it's almost like, in a way, I am caught up in the Matrix, but not really, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, that's why I just, you know. Hold on. It's almost like, you know, I sort of am caught up in the Matrix because I'm still, you know, on my technology for, you know, a quite long amount of time, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm not, because I know what's going on. But just because I'm constantly on my phone and things like that, my mom thinks I have a boyfriend. Like, for example, like me, honestly, the only person that I really do talk to while I'm texting is my cousin. From New York. Sometimes we talk on the phone, and sometimes we just text if I just want to tell him something really quick, if he just wants to tell me something real quick, or if he, like, wants to send me pictures or things like that. And when I do talk to him, it's for a while, and we sort of just get caught up in the whole texting shit, like, we just don't even talk on the phone, you know. And, quick sidetrack, The band Arcade Fire, I don't know if any of you guys know about that. Arcade, well, I don't know, this is my first podcast, like, I don't really know who the fuck's gonna listen to this. But, yeah, Arcade Fire, they have a song called We Waited. And the song is basically about, like, how back then, yo, like, people actually, like, people waited, you know what I'm saying? They were talking about how, like, nowadays, nobody fucking waits for communication, like, it's completely instant. Back then, like, we had to wait, and there was, like, such a anticipation and all that type of, that entire fucking culture sort of just completely disintegrated because everything's instant, you know? And that song, I really feel for that song because I'm sort of, like, old when it comes to certain shit like that. Like, me, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'll write letters to people, yo. Like, there was this woman, she's Japanese. And, this woman knew her, and she gave me her address, and she was like, are you sure you don't want, like, her email? And I'm like, no, you know, like, this is, like, fucking crazy. Like, the anticipation for me of waiting for something is just great. Like, I feel great. You know what I'm saying? I don't really want anything instantly. I don't want anything too fast. I like to take things really slow. Depending on what they are, you know, I like to take it slow. Like, I don't rush into anything. Me, I walk really slow, and for some reason, people don't like that. I don't know why they don't. Like, mind your foot. Like, nigga, I'm walking. The fuck? It's not even like they'll be in front. Like, yo, there's this dude that I know. He's funny. He's like, damn, yo, you walk so fucking slow, dude. But, yeah, I really like that song. It's dope. What the fuck was I talking about again? Oh, my God. But, yeah, like, fuck, I just forgot what the fuck I was talking about. What the fuck, man? Man, I don't know. This is completely off the top of the dome. I don't really write anything down. But, yeah. So, I don't know. Like, oh, right, relationships and shit like that. Like, I don't know. Relationships, I don't know. Oh, right. My mom, she thinks I have a boyfriend. Like, so when I'm texting my cousin or whatever, like, she thinks I'm texting my boyfriend. I'm like, for some reason, it's almost like I feel like she wants me to have a boyfriend. Like, I'm like, yo, like, I'm not a hoe like you. Like, you fucking stupid. Like, she doesn't even know me well, like, at all. Like, she, honestly, like, I'll tell you this, like, my mom thinks, like, I'm, like, some just girl. Like, she really just thinks I'm, like, just some girl, yo. Like, she doesn't even fucking know. Like, she thinks I have a boyfriend. Like, she thinks, it's like, she thinks hella shit. Like, she thinks my friends are, like, hood rats and ghetto and shit. She thinks, like, when I'm out in public, like, I curse and I do shit. Like, I do curse, but I'm not loud, you know what I'm saying? Like, she thinks when I go out in public, like, I'm loud and I'm, you know, just hood and things like that, but I'm really not. If anything, when I'm out in public, most of the time I'm by myself, and if I am with somebody, like, I don't fucking really know what the fuck to say, because I really cannot talk to people. Not like I'm like some type of fucking introvert. I mean, I am in a way, but not really. Like, I just don't have anything to fucking say, because I know if I start a conversation with this person, they're either not gonna fucking understand what the fuck I'm talking about, or they're gonna think I'm fucking insane. Like, even if I get into detail, like for example, like, the girls that I know that have boyfriends and shit, if I get into detail, like, really deep into the relationship shit, they won't even fucking know how to answer me. And I'll just be like, yo, like, if these things have never, ever came to mind, like, tell me why you're in a relationship. Like, why don't you feel like you can just at least wait a little bit longer until you can just get into a relationship? Like, I really don't understand what's the rush. Yeah, whatever, life is short, but, I mean, come on now. Like, there's no rush for anything, really, to me. I don't know about everybody, to me it seems like everybody's just in a rush. Everyone's in a rush, and I feel like I'm the only one that just takes my time. It could just be me just talking shit, I don't know. But I don't rush for anything, absolutely nothing. If I'm reading a book, like, if I don't understand something, like, I'll go back and reread that shit. I'll reread that shit, like, a lot of times, just so I can know, like, okay, I understand it now. Like, I won't read it and I'll be like, okay, I don't understand it, but maybe if I keep reading, I'll get it. Like, no, like, I have to go back and reread it. Like, honestly, I don't really know what the fuck else to say. I'm sick. Like, I'm, like, physically sick of just doing the same thing over and over again. I'm somebody who does not like routine, okay? I don't like routine. This is my freshman year of high school, yo. I think I skipped school only, like, 2 times this year. And let me tell you, those 2 days were the best fucking days of my life. Let me tell you, the first time I skipped school, I just got up, my mom, like, I was like, whatever, yo. Like, for some fucking reason, I've been living in the neighborhood that I moved to for, like, 2 years, but I never actually, like, walked around, just fucking walked around and shit. So I walked around, I was chilling. I had 2 beers. Blue Moon. It was like a fucking, like a seasonal blend or some shit. It was like an orange flavor type shit. And I was just like, I don't know. I think I just don't want to go to school today. And I didn't go to school today. Like, I just said it and I just didn't want to go. And I was like, alright, whatever, cool. So I was chilling at, like, this park bench or something. And I was just, like, chilling. It was cold, but I was good. And I sat there for like a couple hours. I was listening to some podcast. I was listening to the Sick and Wrong podcast. And it was pretty funny, so I was like, yeah, cool. And then I started drinking my two beers and shit. And then, yo, after the first beer, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, how am I already drunk, yo? But then I realized, like, I have not eaten any food and shit like that. So I'm like, oh, right. And I'm like a lightweight. Like, anything I do, I'm just completely, I just can't handle my shit at all, really, honestly. So, I drank my shit, drank the first beer, I was like, oh my god, like, I'm about to get drunk if I drink that other beer. I got bored, so I just drank the other beer, dude, I was just like, oh my god. I was drunk. In public, it was pretty fun. It's funny, too. Nobody was there anyway, so it was cool. So, I got up. I had to pee really bad, though. I almost pissed myself. It was funny. I walked all the way to this library that's pretty close. It's a neighborhood library, so it's close. I walked in there. You know, I asked to use the bathroom. They let me use the bathroom. This teacher that I knew was there. He was cool. He was a gym teacher from, like, my middle school. So I went to use the bathroom, peed my fucking life away. And I talked to the teacher, it looked like he was like, oh, you know, what you doing? Why aren't you in school? And I was just like, eh, and I left. I said that I left school. And he was like, oh, okay. And he was like, are you going back to school? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, whatever, yo, you're not going back to school. And I was like, yeah, I know. And then I talked to him until he had to leave because he was there, like, tutoring some kid. And then I just spent the rest of the day in the library. I had some money, so I went across the street from the library. This is pizza place. I got a slice of cheese pizza. That cheese pizza was bomb as fuck. I was drunk. And then, oh shit, wait. I had 3 beers, actually. I only drank 2. But after I ate my pizza, I walked home. My mom was like, oh, why are you home? Well, like, because she was like, why are you home so early? And that's because, like, I usually go to an after-school program. And I was just like, oh, I'm not feeling well, whatever. And she was like, oh, okay. And then she just said that, because, what the fuck, did she have work or something? I think she had work. I don't know, I don't think so. And then she was like, can you make, like, the food or whatever? And usually when I'm under some type of intoxication, like, I don't like just sitting there and feeling however the fuck I'm feeling. Like, I have to get something done, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, all right, cool. So I went, and she asked me, my mom asked me to make some spinach and some shit, like, and some rice. And I was like, all right, cool. So I made it. I felt fulfilled, like, I achieved something. You know, because at the library, what did I do? I looked at a couple of books. There was a book about hippies there. It was a oversized picture book of photography. And I looked at that. I thought it was pretty cool. I'm pretty into, like, the 1960s and 70s and like that. So I always think, like, shit like that is really dope. So I went. I made the food. And then I just chilled. I had the third beer. I went in my room and I drank it, and like, and I was even more drunk, and I just chilled for the rest of the day. I listened to a lot of music, and I just felt like I was just like the shit, because I have never ever skipped, my mother claims that I skip school all the time, but really, like, it's the first time I've ever did it this year of high school. Like, she swears that I used to skip in, like, middle school and shit, but I really didn't. Like, I didn't even used to come in late, and I hated school. No, man, I go in late every fucking day, dude. You know, it's like, whatever. People are telling me how much high school diploma is so important. Like, yeah, I understand, so I can get a fucking job, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, it's just, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's because, like, I just have, like, a loser mentality, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck it is. And, like, it seems like every time I ask somebody how important it is, They always tell me the same shit. Like, I never ever heard anything. Actually, that's not true. I cannot say that. But most of the time, I never ever heard anything completely original. It's always the same shit repeated. There was this one guy who's a shaman, and I talked to him. And he told me, yo, as long as you know what the fuck you want to do, like, it's all good. Like, you don't have to fucking go to high school. Like, you don't have to do that shit. I mean, he said, I mean, I guess it would be better if you want to get, like, one of those jobs at, like, a store or whatever the fuck. You know, but at the same time, it's like, yo, if you know exactly what you want to do in life, like, you shouldn't need none of that shit. And I guess I stuck with what he said, but at the same time, it's like, you know, at the same time, it's like, I don't know, for some weird fucking reason, like, my dream, one of my small dreams, not, like, anything big, is to, like, just work at, like, a skate shop, because I really like skateboarding and stuff like that. So that, and that's just something, like, I'm into, you know, like, me working at a skate shop would be dope as fuck, because I could, like, make skateboards and shit like that, and, like, I don't know, it'd just be dope as fuck. But yeah, man, anyways, dude, and so yeah, like, that day was just completely great for me. The second time that I skipped school, this is kind of, like, goofy, the second time that I skipped school, and nobody found out that I did it, you know what I'm saying? But the second time I skipped school was actually maybe, I guess you could say, like, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. This week actually would make it 3 weeks ago. So yeah, 3 weeks ago, there's this girl that I know, like, she's a super mega weed head. And like, so I went to school really late, and then, like, I saw her, and then I just sort of talked to her for a little bit. Like, I smoked with her a couple times, and, like, I don't know. I mean, I can't really feel like, I can't really get associated with people like that. Like, weed is cool and everything, but I don't know. Like, her, she sort of, like, has that loser aspect of it, you know what I'm saying? She makes it look shitty, you know what I'm saying? You know those people, like, people are already against it. She just makes the whole entire situation of people being against it much worse, because she just, it's almost abused, and ever since I've become cautious and stuff, I keep saying this shit, but it's so true, you know, I keep saying, ever since I've been cautious, but it's true, you know, ever since I've been cautious, like, I've realized that weed, like, it's a fucking tool for you to, like, use, like, the same way shrooms are here for you to use, the same way LSD is here for you to use, even though LSD is man-made, like, I feel like if you take any type of hallucinogen, like, a lot, like, just over and over, like, repeatedly taking it, like, you could get, like, mentally fucked, you know what I'm saying? They're great drugs. That's why, like, my dudes, like, the Flatbush Zombies, yo, I fuck with them, like, 1,000,000%. But I don't know. I guess maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But, like, if it's possible for anybody to get, like, extremely, like, just fucked up. For example, like, everything that they see could be, like, what they see when they're on the drug. I don't want anybody to live like that. I mean, if they can, without fucking losing their mind, like, that would be the sickest, craziest shit ever. And that person should, like, write a book. But, yeah, let me tell you about this girl. You know, she's cool, she's nice, whatever, but at the same time, you know, she's, like, an unproductive weed head. Because, yo, people can talk as much shit as they want about my boy Currency, but that nigga is on his grind, yo. He still make his music. That shit's still quality. Wiz Khalifa, same shit. I don't listen to him like that, but same shit, yo. Like, it's a fucking tool for you to do shit. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Because me, like, when I was stupid, when I wasn't cautious, I keep saying it, but it's absolutely true. When I wasn't cautious, like, when I would smoke weed, like, it'd just be, like, I was, like, a lazy shit. I was a lazy fuck. Now, when I do it, it's, like, it almost switched, you know, like, I want to actually do shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I use it to get shit done. I can already get shit done sober, but the weed, the high, you know, it just, like, you feel great, and you want to go do shit, like, That's it. You know what I'm saying? But, so this girl, I saw her at school in the basement, which is where I was going because I went in my second period. My second period class is gym. So I saw her and I'm like, yo, what's up? You know, I said hi, whatever, and then she calls me over. She, like, wants to talk to me, and then she's like, yo, she's like, yo, I want to go smoke, blah, 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 and I'm like, all right, cool, dude. Well, I mean, I kind of already, like, signed in, so, like, I don't know if somebody's gonna open the door for me, like, the back doors or whatever, so I'm like, all right, I don't know, and she's like, yeah, somebody is, so then we spent, like, fucking 15 minutes trying to get somebody to promise that they'll open the fucking door. Yeah, I didn't really care, really. I don't know. But it was whatever. And so we went to the bathroom, and she was rolling up her shit. And, like, this is the funny part. Like, somebody walked in the bathroom, and it was both of us in, like, one stall. It was, like, the bigger stall. And then they were, like, and then she, like, pretended that she was, like, taking a shit or something. And it was fucking hilarious as fuck. And, yeah, and then so we left. And then we went to, like, this little park sort of close by the school. And then we smoked, and I was, like, really, really high. Like, really, really high, yo. Like, I was just like, damn. Like, I felt like running around and doing all types of shit. And her, dog, she was just, like, sitting there. Like, I was like, all right, whatever. And, like, yo, like, that high, yo, was a great one because it made me think for myself. Like, it made me just be like, hey, I don't have to fucking go to school. Like, I can go be free and do whatever the fuck I want to do. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, fuck it. I just went to the fucking, the train station close by. And I was just like, fuck it. I just want to go back home. That's why I went. I didn't go home, but I went. And then I just thought about, like, damn, I'm kind of tired. And I want to do, like, some meditation type shit. So I went to this coffee shop, right? Yo, I sat down in the coffee shop. Like, I put in some music. Oh my god, dude. Yo, it was the first time I've ever seen shit while I was high. Just off weed. Like, I closed my eyes and I let the music sort of take control of me. And I let my body sort of just flow a little bit. Because the coffee shop, it has, like, a lounging area where people can, like, just chill and sit down and shit. And, like, yo, like, it was fucking crazy, dude. Like, it was almost like I was about to astral project, but at the same time, I really wasn't. Like, I just had, like, this complete upward. Like, I was sitting down on the ground. Not on the ground, but I was on floor level, you know? No, not floor level. I was sitting on the chair, you know what I'm saying? It was a comfortable ass, like, sofa, couch type shit. I just felt like I was up in the sky, dude. Like, it was crazy. And then Crystal Castles, which is an electronic experimental type band. And their music is fucking crazy, dude. So, like, I was listening to Crystal Castles, one of their more, like, intense songs. One of their more, like, had much more instruments inside there, more instrumentation. And, like, it was just crazy. Like, I closed my eyes. And you know, like, those little, like, those yellow smiley faces and shit? I kept on seeing some shit like that. And it was, like, flashing. And I saw colors and things like that. And I was like, whoa, dude. Like, this is not weed. Like, this is some type of crazy shit. But, yeah, so it was a really good day. I went back home. I was chilling, you know. Same thing, you know. My mom didn't even fucking know. Like, that's why I like, you know, shit like that. Like, it's dope, you know. So, I don't know, how do you people feel about drugs? Because back then, I used to abuse them, like, it was nothing to me, yo, but now, I take that shit completely serious, you know what I'm saying? Drinking is a much more different high than smoking, I can tell you that, because drinking is sort of like, sort of created to keep you stupid, you know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, like, think about it, yo. Drinking, like, you lose your fucking coordination, like, all types of shit. I still like drinking. And, like, I don't care. I like smoking. I don't care. Well, I do care, because I see marijuana as a tool. It really is a tool for, you know, health, whatever the fuck, and just mental. For some people, you know, some people. Some people have no, absolutely no fucking business smoking marijuana at all. Like, they should just, no. Like, don't, no. You know what I'm saying? Alcohol is just, it's fucking crazy, dude. Alcohol is fucking crazy. I can tell you that shit with no problem. Alcohol is crazy. Marijuana is crazy too, because that shit had me seeing colors, and I was like, what, man? I couldn't believe it. It was the first time I've ever, like, the first time that some shit like that has ever happened to me while I've been high on marijuana. And I feel like it was because I was enlightened spiritually. That's why I had that experience, because I can tell you a lot of times I've been high like that while I wasn't enlightened, and it was just like lazy ass fucking bitch on a couch eating, you know. And now that I've been enlightened, like, it's not even like marijuana, I do that shit. It's not even like I go and I fucking eat food, really. I think about shit and I reflect and I meditate. That's just what I do now when I'm high. And I like to listen to music, but it can't be like anything fast. Like, it has to be mellow and relaxed. The only reason why I was listening to the fast music was because I was in the coffee shop and I just felt really comfortable. And I just could listen to anything. I don't know. I just could. You know what I'm saying? Because usually I'm at like this little spot. I can't tell you. But it's like this little spot. It's pretty secluded, but it's still outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything could happen. So, you know, I just sort of want to listen to mellow type music. You know, nothing too fast, nothing too aggressive, just mellow. And if it ever gets like a really aggressive song, like, it'll kind of freak me out. You know? Just because of the fact that, like, I'm extremely just blasted, that sort of like small things sort of influence me. In a way. Not influence me, but affect me. Yeah. So. This has been the fucking shittiest podcast you've ever heard. And, thank you for listening.